Or something like that. Yo, what's good? What's good, good people? Yo, it's the cool one, the cool KAG, bringing you the download week one NFL quarterbacks for Sunday, not Thursday. Anyway, Thursday quarterbacks, I wouldn't be using anyway for. You can do the Thursday, Sunday. I wouldn't be using those two quarterbacks anyway. But Sunday, main slate breakdown. Okay. Before I even start all this, it's been a while. Last thing you know, WNBA. Don't really have time for that. Been doing a lot of training, getting ready. Games are coming. You already know. Coach high school basketball. And like I said, I'm trying to win a state championship. So I have a really good team, and that's the goal. So a lot of things are going on with that, plus other adventures, plus working in the school. All right, so anyway, like I said, we got Sunday, week one of the NFL. But before I even get into that, I want to give a shout-out to my man Dwayne Howard, a.k.a. The Jams, J-M-E-Z. Check his music out on Spotify, Tidal, Da Piff. You can check it out, man. Yeah, some of his stuff is good. I really like it. So, yeah, I downloaded a couple of songs so far. Checking out the rest of his material. I met him the other day in Jersey. Good brother. Seems like he got it together. Some of his songs are hot. The producers are hot. Some of the songs are hot. So I really like that. Just check it out. Like I said, The Jams. J-A-M-E-Z. Check them out. All right, let's get into this football. I'm going to start off with the quarterbacks. You know how we do. And then probably later tonight, I'll do running backs. The running backs a little bit more. If you hear that jingle, that's my chains. I'm sorry about it. I'm going to hold them while we go over this. All right, so let's start it off. We have Patrick Mahomes. Of course, you know, the highest. This is FanDuel, so he's the highest on FanDuel. 8,800 going against Cleveland. Cleveland's like 25th ranked. They're basically 20 ranked, but going against quarterback 25th ranked. But the whole thing about that is Cleveland has a pretty good defense. Their front four and their linebackers, they're pretty good. So, but it's Patrick Mahomes. You know what it is. He's already probably the front runner for the MVP before even season starts. Him or Tom Brady, most likely him. So, yeah, you could go there. You know, I probably will not be going there unless I do the late slate. For me, let me give you a breakdown how I do it. I go main slate, couple. Then I go the 1 o'clock slate and the 4 o'clock slate. So I break it up because I could concentrate on certain games, you know, certain teams I like, especially this week. This is the first week, so I don't bet everything. You know, I don't go to the total house. I don't put all that money in for the million makers. Someone's going to hit it, but it won't be me because most likely I won't hit it. But, you know how that goes. So anyway, A800, Patrick Mahomes. Feel froggy, jump with him. Don't care. Now, right under him, you have $8,400. $400 difference. Kyler Murray, Arizona against Tennessee. Tennessee's horrible. And Arizona, well, let's put it this way. There's going to be a couple of these plays that are going to be in the same game. A couple of quarterbacks I like. You can run either one. Especially if you're like in a fantasy league, you got to run two quarterbacks. This might be a chance to even do that. All right. But anyway, Kyler Murray. $8,400, kind of expensive, average about 24 last year. These are all last years, but he's in a good spot. He has all his weapons. He has mad weapons. He'll be trying to force feed DeAndre Hopkins. He pick up weapons, plus his feet. My whole thing this year is I'm looking for quarterbacks that can run and use their feet to get knowledge or get gains and stuff. So that's my theme to start it off with this year. Those pocket quarterbacks that sit back there, I don't know about that. I really don't. But the ones that can move around and get me some yards on the ground, at least close to 30 to 60 yards on the ground, and you know what kind of quarterbacks I'm talking about. The ones that can scramble and throw out the thing or just run or just have their own set plays where they just run. That's what I'm looking for. All right. Anyway, let's get back to Kyle Murray, he fits all that. Weapons galore, playing Tennessee. Should be a good game. I think this is going to be a highly scored game. So when we get to Tannehill, same thing with him. All right, so after that, basically we're going to talk about Tannehill right now. Ryan Tannehill in the same game. Mm-hmm. I have no problem going with that. He has athletes. He got more athletes. The only thing is they got, you know, Derrick Henry. So if they get up, you know, Henry going to take over. And then that means more for Kyler Murray to throw. If Kyler Murray and him get up, that means Tannehill. Tannehill can move. He got weapons. Tannehill got weapons, so I can see him slinging the ball. Definitely see him slinging the ball. He's 7,700, so I do like him too, Tannehill. All right, 7,600. We'll go to Jalen Hurts. Just like this might be his first and all that kind of good stuff. It's all right. 7,600. The guy can move. All right, and I just told you I like mobile quarterbacks, but you know Philly going to Atlanta. Atlanta's defense sucks. Y'all know that they 31st in defending the pass. They really can't stop nobody. So I like him and his feet and his mobility. Jalen Hurts at 7,600. All right, that's one. That's another one I can move. Now here's somebody that can stay in the pocket, but the reason why I like him because of the weapons around him, and that's Kirk Cousins at 7,200. This is FanDuel pricing anyway. 7,200 Kirk Cousins. They're going against Cincinnati. Cincinnati is not the greatest. You know, they mid-pack, basically. Their front line is not that bad, but it's not that great. And Kirk Cousins, he got everybody. And that Jefferson kid, when we get the wide receivers, yeah, I got a lot of love for him. I drafted him in my league. I got a lot of love for him. So, but anyway, Kirk Cousins at 7,200, somebody I'm very interested in, too. All right. I'm just skipping around to people I like. Now we'll go to Trevor Lawrence. Everybody's like, hold up, wait a minute, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, what is he at? 6,800. Trevor Lawrence, 6,800, going against Houston. Houston D, you know, defending pass sucks. I got a feeling that, I mean, this game might be one of those games that just score probably over, one of the overs. So I do like that. So Lawrence is there to throw, and I see him throw, and he got a lot of weapons. And he can move a little bit too. So that's why I like him. He has 6,800. Y'all can take a look at him. Definitely, we want some savings. All right. After Trevor Lawrence, we're going to go to the man they call Matty Ice. That's 7,300. I really like Matty Ice. You know what I'm saying? He got weapons. He got weapons. And Matty Ice is... Like, for him, Matty Ice, he's more of the conservative kind of quarterback. Last time he played Philly, he got 22. So, I do like Matty Ice a lot at 73. I will have him in somewhere. Like, if I do the three lineups, he'll probably be in one of my three lines. When I narrow it down, if y'all remember, I just do the narrow down where I go to, like, five quarterbacks, four running backs, maybe eight receivers, two tight ends, and two defenses. You know, and that's what I'll be running myself. And then I'll give you the results later on. But anyway, as we continue on, Matty Ice, he got the weapons. Now, Philly's D is not that bad as it seems it is. It was 18th ranked last year. Basically 21 ranked, but it was 18th against the pass. So it's not that bad. But they lost people in the secondary. So, yeah. So we do like Matty Ice going against Philly at 7,300. All right, this one here is... Man, listen, I think he'd be a sleeper, but maybe he's not. And that's Baker Mayfield, 7,100. They're going against Kansas City. Something about Cleveland. Cleveland got two running backs that they love to use. Both can catch the ball out the backfield. And you got Odell Beckham back. And you got the rest of the receiving core there. All right. But they're a run-first offense. So let's say that Kansas City score real quick. Bang. They're going to try to run the ball down the field. Now, Kansas City score like two quickies. They still probably try to run the ball downfield. By the second quarter, if Cleveland hasn't scored, they're going to start throwing. So this one is a torsy-turvy. Now, let's say that they keep it close. If they keep it close to Kansas City, let's say they score first and take a while for Kansas City to score. And then they keep on running the ball. So it might be, this is like Russian roulette. It could be where either he's going to get off, but you're hoping that Kansas City's up by two or three touchdowns, so then he throw for like three quarters, or maybe even throw for four quarters if they get out early. So you could take a choice at him, 7,100. I guarantee, I ain't going to guarantee, but I got a feeling whoever win that $1 million might have Baker Mayfield in it. Very simple, 7,100. All right, now somebody that... Most likely, everybody said, what are you talking about? We're going with Jimmy G. Hollywood Jimmy Garoppolo, 6,900, going against Detroit. Detroit's worse. Jimmy G got all these weapons. But the only thing about that is if they up by a lot, you're going to be Mostert and the running backs getting the ball with San Fran. You're going to throw the Kittles. You know that he's going to throw to that Ayuk dude. We're going to get to, like I said, when we get to receivers and tight ends, I'm going to tell you, what's good. But 6,900 for Jimmy G, He's in play for me this week. Definitely in play against Detroit, too. Yeah, I like Jimmy G a whole bunch. He ain't played Detroit. I mean, you know, this is, he'd probably be low owned, really low owned, Jimmy G. So you can think about that for 6,900, Jimmy G. All right, somebody else that I know will be low owned is Sam Darnold, 6,500. Y'all probably say, Sam Darnold. Yeah, well, Sam Darnold, 6,500, going against the Jets, his old team. You know everything about them. I can say he got weapons. So now he got full complement of weapons, plus he got Christian McCaffrey. So he's dumping off and get that. So that's somebody probably be low on. Going against one of the horrible defense, the Jets, as you know. He's going to be low on. Let's just put it this way. He's going to be low on. That's all I'm going to say. He's going to be low on. So Sam Darnold, 6,500. Yeah, I like that, too. Like I said, when I narrow it down, then, you know, we're going to figure out all this. All right, so after Sam Darnold, like I said, Sam Darnold, that's revenge. First game, you're getting, you know what I'm saying? You're at home, too. They're going to, you know, they're going to make sure you get yours and show the Jets, you know, whatever. Y'all don't try to crush the Jets. Let's put it that way. They're going to try to crush the Jets. All right, so somebody else I like, mobile, is Josh Allen. Josh Allen's at 8,100. He going against the number two defense in Pittsburgh. But it don't matter because Josh Allen's mobile. And this is why I talk about these mobile quarterbacks. The reason why he's down there because I really can't see myself going there. But he's in play. Josh Allen against Pittsburgh is in play at 8,100. Yeah, but, you know, that's it's a little too expensive. Last two times he played Pittsburgh, he got a 19 and a 17, which is not bad. But 8,100, I need you to get 20, 22. Somewhere around there for me to feel happy about. All right, but Josh Allen's in play, and he got 8,100. Now, somebody else in play that everybody's going to be, I don't say everybody's going to be on, but they're going to be looking at him a lot when it gets down to Saturday or Sunday morning, is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson going against Indiana. Indiana's defense is no joke, but Russell Wilson can run, and he can pass. And this is the theme of me, like I told you already. So they're going to Indiana. I think Russell Wilson gets the job done because if you look at Russell Wilson's histories in just football, period, he starts off the first 6 weeks like he's like, you know, like Seth Gilman, if y'all even know who I'm talking about, some Otto Graham and Johnny Haywood, Johnny Unitas and the other kid from San Diego back in the day used to throw all the touchdowns. That's what he is in the beginning of the year. So at 7,800, going against Indiana, tough D. I don't see a lot of people on Russell Wilson, but I like him. And like I said, his ownership's going to be low. And he's at 7,800 before his price go up. If he blow him up, his price is going up. All right, someone else, Justin Herbert, going against the third best defense. This is an iffy call for me, but I got a feeling that he's going to have to throw the ball. You know, but he got little short passes. You know, he can throw to Eckler. Evans is a great route runner. And he got the, you know, guy, he got the tight end, Hunter Henry. You know, his tight end. So I like him there at 7,600. Probably someone I won't play, but he's somebody there. All right. He's somebody there. All right. And after that, last but not least, is we're going to, I mean, there's other people too, but these are ones I'm really focusing on. And that's Tua Tagovailoa, whatever his name from Tua Tagovailoa. All right, let's go like that. If I'm wrong, someone could correct me on that. Miami against New England, he's 6,600. He can run. And everybody ain't going to pick him. Nobody going to really pick him. You know what I'm saying? He'd probably be 1% or 0% because nobody got no faith in him. He going against New England. New England's defense is not the same thing it was last year. And I got a feeling with New England trying to grind it out. New England got, you know, they got the new quarterback. They only got rid of one person, Sony Michel. Everybody else is there. They got a couple weapons, short passes, this and that. I got a feeling that he'll have to run and he'll have to throw. So basically, you know, that's, you know, my hit list. Now, people you can look at, people I ain't mentioned. You always look at Aaron Rodgers. Going against New Orleans, 11th ranked, he 8 Gs. Burroughs, you can look at Burroughs. Oh, Burroughs in that game, going against Minnesota. So you could pick either one in that one, that Minnesota game. Like I said, with Cleveland, Kansas City, I wouldn't really mess with that. With that game, you can definitely pick. And the Tennessee game. Who's Tennessee playing? Arizona, Tennessee. You can pick either one of those quarterbacks. All right, y'all. That's all I got for quarterbacks. Like I said, my man, check him out. That's JAMEZ, the Jams. Check it out. Spotify, the Piff, Tidal. That's where I caught all that at. All right? Now, you know what we do here? We get that money.